I'll introduce myself a little bit, just but very short, maybe in the future in more details. I was a pediatrician for almost a half a century. We had the largest pediatric practice in Kingston, New York, actually the largest practice. There were 12 of us, 11 pediatricians, one nurse practitioner. I was doing intensive newborn care and a lot of psychiatry, etc. But I'm here today to talk to you about a Shkoka Prati story. Without embellishing in the future, I'll tell you more details. This story goes back many, many years. I actually forgot about it. I was recently at a reunion from the Kollel from Osameach that I had the schuss to be with. The Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Shor, was there. And I wasn't going to speak, obviously, about Shkoka Prati, but at the very end, the owner of the home, who had been part of the Kollel, said, Don, remember that story with your wife's injury? And I could not remember the story. People say, you know, Don, write this stuff down. I'd be writing stories all day long. Because this is what's happening to me, especially now, I'm getting Shkoka Prati multiple times a day. But the point was, it reminded me, and I then went home to my wife, can you tell me the story over again, honey? Obviously, she remembered it because it really happened to her. They had stopped bringing kosher chickens to Kingston. We were one of the few Shomer Shabbos families in Kingston and doing a lot of kirov back then, besides being in medicine. We started a day school there. We had a Russian yeshiva in my home, etc. But the point was that they weren't going to bring more kosher chicken. We were afraid that people would give up kashrus. So my wife on her own, she called and she had crates, multiple crates of kosher chicken brought to Kingston that she's going to sell at cost there, whatever. Just the people should have kosher chicken. And the goyish driver didn't help her. She didn't call him in the office. Nobody was there. She's going to do it by herself, you know. And so she's taking the crates off. She twisted her wrist in such a way she got a bad fracture. When she went to the orthopedist, he said, this is so complicated, I don't know, but we're going to have to do major surgery to fix it. My wife said, this doesn't seem like this is even reasonable, and she's not going to do it, she's going to live with it. And how my wife deals with pain is another whole story on its own. At any rate, as the time goes on, of the years, it's getting worse and worse. I don't remember the exact schedule, but at some point, the pain was so much, I couldn't take it any longer. And they told me that I went to shul and I davened, Hashem, please stop her pain. I know I should remember this more, but like I said, this is many years ago and I'm getting a Shkoka Prati constantly now. And the point was, when I get home, my wife says, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, come on, what are you talking about? I was gone for a few minutes. I went for Marv. She said, I was laying on the bed and Judy, my middle daughter, jumped and was come to come down me. I put two hands to blacha and pop. It turned out that I had a bad dislocation in the wrist that they never diagnosed all those years. And it popped back in place and all the pain was gone in 1 minute. If that's not something for Ador and Hallel, unbelievable. And as I told Heshi, I'll end by saying, when people need me to get a Shkoka Prati, he's got an orthopedic problem with his hand. He come to me and I tell him this orthopedic story that just was told to me again to remind me. And I hope this story gives you a lot of chizik. Thank you, Dr. Rosenblum.
Have a wonderful Shabbos. Have a lichtige Chanukah.
Thank you, Heshi.
And a good chodesh.